Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. Our topic today is salad dressing healthy? And on this program, I just share general information. There's no medical advice. Listening to this does not create a doctor-patient relationship, and do not self-diagnose or treat based on anything that you hear. Also, an additional disclaimer, on this program, I am going to give you my personal opinion of the 21 ingredients found in this very popular, commercially available ranch salad dressing. These are my opinions on each of these ingredients. So let's get back to the question. Is salad dressing healthy? Eating salads are always your healthiest option, right? Well, not so fast. The 20 plus chemicals in your typically highly processed ranch salad dressing could be harming your health. It seems like such a shame to take a healthy food like a salad and then smother it in chemicals which may hurt our health. And so the question really is, can we make both the salad taste great and do our body good? Unfortunately, most people use commercial salad dressings like the one I've shown on my photo with the article next to this, is salad dressing healthy? And so if you want to know what the mystery salad, ranch salad dressing is that I'm using, go to drjohnday.com and you'll see on the photo. I always worry when any product has more than a few ingredients. In this article, I will answer the question, is salad dressing healthy? Carefully analyze the 21 ingredients in this popular ranch dressing, provide my personal opinion on these 21 ingredients, and offer a much healthier and better tasting alternative. So let's jump in. Let's go through each of these 21 ingredients in order and see if you really want to put all these chemicals in your body. Number one, vegetable oil. In the past, vegetable oils were felt to be better than saturated fats. New data suggests that vegetable oils may actually increase our risk of heart disease. I worry about vegetable oils because they're highly processed and contain high amounts of omega-6 fatty acids, which have been shown to cause inflammation, leading to conditions such as arthritis, asthma, or even cancer. Also, vegetable oils may be hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated, which means that they contain the deadly trans fat. Fortunately,